HHS and Homeland Security making huge purchase orders for ammo. But this latest one is coming from the U.S. Postal Service. That's right, on January 31st of this year, the U.S. Postal Service posted a solicitation to purchase assorted small arms ammunition on the federal government's Federal Business Opportunities website, FBO.gov. The solicitation is structured to begin a bidding process for the purchase of guns and ammunition. Well, not only is this request strange for the Postal Service, but the Post Office isn't alone. I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why is the U.S. Postal Service soliciting orders for small arms ammo? Well, obviously, the agency hasn't explained the why behind their attempt to purchase ammo and guns. But consider this. The USPS has been posting $1 to $5 billion quarterly losses for years. In the fiscal year 2012 alone, the USPS lost a record $15.9 billion. Now, the Postal Service, though, isn't alone. The U.S. government has been purchasing firearms and ammunition off the market at an alarming rate. Multiple federal agencies have recently bought billions of dollars worth of firearms and ammunition. Those agencies include the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Education, the IRS, the Social Security Administration, and more. Now, some believe the feds are stocking up for civil unrest. There's no proof of that. Others say they believe the feds are attempting to take as much ammo off the shelves as possible to prevent that ammo from going public. But what we do know is this. With the national debt at $17.3 trillion, at the very least, this is a fiscal sanity issue. Why would we allow the feds to waste taxpayer dollars buying up huge amounts of ammo for agencies that have no need for them? That's not their money they're blowing on ammo, it's ours. You can find stories that affect your liberty online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm watching Fox News coverage of the Ukrainian crisis. Shepard Smith is playing with his electronic wall there. He's going down through the pictures and saying, oh, look, this guy's on fire. He's on fire. All this bad stuff. Where was this kind of insightful reporting back when it was the U.S. authorities crushing down the Occupy Wall Street protests? When the Oakland police were deliberately firing tear gas canisters at the skulls of protesters? We never got that kind of in-depth, ooh, they're bad, they're bad, they're bad, from the corporate media then. You know, it's only bad when it's a government that doesn't want to enslave itself to the private central bankers. Then it's bad. So the bias is just appalling. They're now reporting that the U.S. condemns the Ukrainian violence. They've been saying the same thing about the violence in Syria, except we know the U.S. bought and paid for the violence. Oh, the violence is terrible. The violence is terrible. We've got to stop it. Well, maybe you shouldn't have started it in the first place. Nobody is buying this nonsense coming out of the U.S. that the violence just happened all by itself. And even if it did, let us stipulate for the purpose of this thought experiment that the Ukraine is going through a revolution. That's the Ukraine's business. The U.S. does not have a dog in that hunt. Neither does the European Union, at least in this overt context of the Ukrainian people wanting to change their government. Let the Ukrainians work it out for themselves. But we already know this is all about economic control of resources. In fact, Fox News just recklessly, in the middle of all this talking about the Ukraine, had a lower third thing about all the imports the U.S. gets from the Ukraine. They don't even care that they're putting it out there. This is all driven by U.S. financial interests. Apparently, the United Nations is now saying they need to investigate what's going on in the Ukraine, meaning they're now signing on to ginning up a reason to move forward. That's what's so angering about all of this, is that we have seen for months, years, this push forward to a new world war as a way of sorting out this financial mess, because that's what the United States has done before. Crash of 1907, get into World War I to sort it out. Crash of 1929, World War II. Crash of 2008, and here we are. They're trying to kick off wars with Russia and China. Can you think of anything more dangerous? And ultimately, we're going to lose. The U.S. is militarily exhausted. We're out of manufacturing. We're out of manpower. We're out of money. We're out of munitions. We cannot prevail in a conventional, prolonged ground and air war against Russia and or China. And that means sometime between this moment and final surrender and capitulation by the United States government, it will go nuclear. And, of course, the bankers are all happy about it. Oh, yeah, let them nuke several cities. We'll loan them the money to build new ones. That's what keeps the economy strong and great and keeps the money junkies very, very rich. But, yeah, this is a hard sell. They're trying to sell us a reason to go into the Ukraine. And, it, you know, and the bottom line is, I think you'll agree with me, And I hope you'll share this observation with your friends and family. Regardless of what's going on in the Ukraine, why is it any business of the United States to intervene one way or the other? Just like in Syria, whatever's going on in Syria, let the Syrians work it out. This idea that it falls to the United States of America to intrude into every single country on earth and sort things out, that's nonsense. There's no justification for it. It's an excuse. It's an excuse for empire building. It's a lie so that the American people feel good about the fact our kids are going to these other countries and killing people, maiming them, blowing up their countries, stealing their countries away from those people and placing them under American corporate interests, and they just spin this amazing mythology about human rights and the American standard of living in order to make you feel good about the fact that you just helped steal somebody else's country from them. And that's really what's going on here. Now, down in Venezuela, the protests are getting amazing. I saw some photos coming out of Caracas. It is clear that there is a high degree of discontent among the Venezuelan people that the opposition and the agent provocateurs have succeeded in tapping into. Obviously, you cannot go into a perfectly contented, happy country and kick up a coup d'etat any kind of opposition, because people are going to say, look, I'm happy. Leave me alone. There has to be a core segment of the population that is discontented enough to get suckered into going along with these operations. And it does appear they have succeeded in attracting a sizable part of the Venezuelan population to their agenda. Meanwhile, up here in the United States, we have Representative Ross Lightning, Larry Engel, basically saying it's time to embargo Venezuela oil imports at a time when we don't have enough heating oil to keep Americans thawed through this cold winter. They're going to shut off the Venezuelan oil imports. And it really won't affect Venezuela, because Venezuela will simply turn around and sell that oil to China for the yuan. But we're already into the situation, sanctions, leading to an invasion. At some point down the road, they're going to have to convince you there's a reason to invade Venezuela, to give them a brand new pro-America puppet regime, so that Venezuela's oil is only sold for U.S. dollars around the world. They are so obvious on all of this. You know, all this upset around the world, all these countries that are having all of this upset, this could actually be the beginning of a global revolution against all these global money junkie banks and the governments that serve them. When we saw the beginnings of the Arab Spring, a lot of people speculated this could spread all over the world, where every country that has been slaving under these private central banks says, now's the time to get rid of them. This thing could very quickly spin completely out of control. I don't think it's in control now. I'm sure, again, the strategic planners in Washington, D.C. think they're in control, think they can manage it. But it doesn't look to me like they are. And again, we're talking about what's going on down in Libya. They're not able to hang on to that. They're not able to hang on to Baghdad. New huge bombings in Lebanon. I think it's very much out of control, and therein lies the danger. Now, getting on over to Israel, which is out there whining and crying, apparently with all the problems going on in Syria and Ukraine and Egypt and Libya, nobody's paying attention to Israel, and they're stamping their little feet because people are forgetting that they're out there. So basically, Benjamin Netanyahu is out there screaming one more time that the boycott, divestment, sanctions move over Israel's apartheid state. It's anti-Semitism. They're trying to delegitimize us. He's just playing that same card over and over and over again. And you know something, is not getting any traction. And the reason is because Israel has so overplayed that word anti-Semite. Nobody cares anymore. It's lost its shock value. When you brainwash a population to react in shock or horror to a code word, whether it's anti-Semite or the N-word or the B-word or the V-word or the plaid peach taupe and mauve word. When you go to all that work to brainwash the population that when they hear that magic word, they will shut down their brain and go, if you overuse that word, you burn it out. And that's what Israel has done with this whole issue of anti-Semitism. Nobody cares anymore. Nobody reacts in shock or horror. You're an anti-Semite. All right, fine. Who cares? Tired of hearing about it. All right, we're going to take a break for some commercials here. We're going to come on back talking more about Israel and other developments in that part of the world. We'll be right back.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to grab a phone call here real quick. Keith in Montana. Aloha, Keith. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, well, I was going to tell you there, Mike. I was just talking to my sister back in Mississippi there, and she's kind of tuned in on what's going on now, too, and we were talking about what's going on over Ukraine and everything. But it's apparent, though, Mike, that with all these millions of dollars. It reminds me of that scene from Independence Day where, what's his name, says, how do you think they got this? It was those, was it toilet seats that cost thousands of dollars like that? But the government can scurry into these little rat holes they've made for themselves and stuff like that after they unleash their nuclear war like that, leave everyone else up top there to sit there and fend for themselves, you know. I just think that's just absolutely funny, you know.
Well, I don't think it's funny because I'm probably one of those people who will not receive an invitation to be in one of these underground bunkers. But we know the U.S. government has been building a new generation of super bunkers going back to the 1990s. We got word, especially following the Northridge earthquake in Southern California, of these massive underground bunker preparations that were put in under the northeast edge of Griffith Park. We know the new Denver airport has a whole bunch of underground stuff there. Here on the island of Oahu, where the H3 goes through the Ko'olau Mountains, there's this huge, gigantic poured concrete construction. It's labeled as the Hawaii Department of Transportation. No, they didn't spend that kind of money building this kind of heavy fortification to keep some trash cans and trucks in there as well. I think it's every 2 months they close off the road for resupplying up there. We know the Greenbrier was reactivated. Mount Weather is reactivated. Yeah, all these money junkies and these war hawks have got their little bunkers built at your expense. If they make a mistake, if they overplay their hand, if they miscalculate and they do trigger off a major nuclear or biological war, yeah, they'll just go underground, sit down there, watch old reruns of Bourne Tedium for a couple of years and come on out, and wow, the world will be natural and it won't be full of people and it'll be just, you know, us. And I'm sure from their point of view, having absolutely no sense of humanity or guilt for the deaths they've caused, it'll be a new and wonderful world for themselves. But for the rest of us, it's kind of a raw deal because we don't want to blow up the planet that we're living on, and we certainly resent being forced to pay for it to do it.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know. It's the same thing with those seeds up in Norway and stuff like that, you know. But, yeah, they built their little cush thing like that. And they don't, I mean, people like us, we can't do anything. We can talk about it. We can get others to talk about it like that. Every once in a while, it's like this thing with bankers like that. If these bankers are indeed being suicided by nail guns, I've used nail guns. It's you can't repeatedly fire a nail gun into your head without pushing that safety down like that, you know. So I think something's up on that, you know.
Okay, I didn't hear about a nail gun. I heard about the one who's we're still waiting on toxicology, and two that supposedly threw themselves off the top of parking garages. What's the story about the nail gun?
Yeah, one. If you just Google it, you can see it. There's four or five stories on it. I've looked at each one of them like that, but apparently one of them was supposed to die by repeated shots from a nail gun.
He shot himself in the head with a nail gun.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. That one pegged the bovine excrement meter. It's not going to happen.
Well, that's what I mean there. So, but they called it suicide like that. But yeah, I was surprised to see that.
Okay. Well, there's definitely something going on.
There's either a cover-up going on or something like that. Yeah.
There's no question. There's a cover-up going on. They're cleaning house ahead of some revelation, some new LIBOR-like scandal. Where did the gold go? Or, you know, what have they been doing with these high-frequency computer systems?
You know, that's interesting, Mike, because it seems like most of these have been J.P. Morgan bankers.
Yes, it definitely does seem to be that.
I just wait for the Citibank ones to go, because, I want to get even with those guys.
I think we want to get even with them all. You know, and I think they know it. That's why all these one percenters are out there wondering, you just don't understand what it's like to be super rich here and how hard it is and how we're trying to set the benchmark for, you know, and it's all very self-serving and whatnot. And I'm sorry, again, I am not advocating for violence, but when it does happen and they start grabbing those money junkies and tarring and feathering them and anything, I'm not going to feel bad about it. I'm going to stand back and applaud and take lots of pictures. You know, in order to preserve the memory as a deterrent to future money junkies. And again, I want to draw that line. I don't have a problem with people who become rich by making a product or service we want to buy. like when James Cameron makes Avatar and I go out and I buy the 3D Blu-ray of it. That's capitalism. That's what's supposed to happen. And we admire James Cameron for doing that. Or people who build computers or new products. That's what capitalism is supposed to be. I'm talking about these money junkies on Wall Street who simply buy the Congress to write the laws so that money automatically flows to them from your pocket. Those are the people that we have to make a really good example of to protect the prosperity of future generations. Tar, yeah. Feather, rails, yeah. Ropes, hang, draw, quartered, and a rabid wombat.
Yeah, Mike, I have to tell you before I go here, but a friend of mine, he's into silver really heavy. He's got quite a bit of money in it, too, there. But anyway, he keeps telling me, you need
well,
to get
Well, thank you
silver.
For making him a target on the air.
Yeah, well, yeah. But I just tell him, I says, forget gold and silver, buy a rope, because that's going to be a priceless commodity as you watch those guys swing like wind chimes, you know?
Well, you know, remember, you can recycle the rope. You know,
yeah,
you can reuse it and everything like that. You know, or fishing line or whatever. And, you know, we have a T-shirt over our store saying, you know, save the trees because we need them to hang the politicians.
There you go. There you go. Anyway, my desk is going to clear, okay?
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. A couple of headlines before we get back to Israel, because there's a lot of stuff coming in all at once. I almost feel like kind of foolish because end of last week I was saying, doesn't it feel kind of like calm and everybody's waiting for something to happen? And all of a sudden it's happening everywhere. Apparently there's been a major bomb blast hitting the Syrian police headquarters. Now, what's interesting is I put this story up at whatreallyhappened.com. If you take a look at it, presuming they have not removed the picture, the deep crater in that picture looks to me like this was an airstrike or a missile, not a bomb. They're calling it a bomb in the media coverage, but that deep crater, it looks like something came down from overhead. Meanwhile, another story is coming out where the U.S. and Arab allies have committed to more weapons support for the hired mercenaries in Syria. So they're just pouring more weapons and more material, more ammunition into this, trying to keep this thing going. Now, remember, earlier in the week it was reported that a large number of the so-called militants, revolutionaries, had surrendered around Damascus. So we're basically down to Assad and the Syrian army and this very small, rapidly shrinking, highly fanatical, very much overpaid group of mercenaries who have for 3 years failed to overthrow Assad. So the U.S. and the Arabs are just throwing more weapons in there. And I would presume at some point they're going to resort going back to chemical weapons attacks on civilians and blame Assad for it, even though they got embarrassed by that lie before. At this point, it just seems like the urgency of getting these wars going just trumps all kinds of common sense. Apparently, Bangkok, Thailand, more protesters and police being shot over there. And it looks to me, like I said earlier in the show, like this situation spinning out of control. I think the U.S. game plan was to have ongoing operations in all these countries to stir up trouble, trigger a coup d'etat, bring down the government, put in a new puppet regime. But I think it started cascading faster than they were ready to handle. And they can't handle all of them at the same time. And it just feels to me like the plan is falling apart rather, rather badly. Now, getting back over to Israel and Netanyahu is basically whining and crying about anti-Semitism, and nobody's paying any more attention to him. We'll be right back.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aaron process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike and Pharaoh, really at the radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to Mike and Pharaoh, open your eyes. Tune in to Mike and Pharaoh, really at the radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about down in Israel, how the boycott, divestment, sanctions move against Israel for its apartheid behavior against the Palestinians is continuing to accelerate around the globe. It is having a serious financial impact on those businesses operating in the illegal settlements in the West Bank. And Israel's government is very unhappy because they want to do what they want to do. And don't think anybody has any right to criticize them, no matter how many international laws they are in breach of. So Netanyahu's back to saying, oh, you're an anti-Semite, you're an anti-Semite, you're an anti-Semite, and you're an anti-Semite. That's all I can say right now. But they have managed to pull off a rather bizarre piece of rationale up at the United Nations, because the Israeli ambassador, Procer, has been granted the chairmanship of the UN Human Rights Committee. And Israel's spin on that is now that since Israel is basically calling the shots for human rights at the United Nations, that obviously nobody could ever dare criticize Israel for human rights violations within their own borders. That's their rationale. Meanwhile, of course, it has been politely suggested by the United States government, especially going into the midterm elections, that Israel might consider at least a temporary halt in new illegal settlement construction. And we want to hit that word illegal, because all of these settlements are violations of international law. They are building these Jews-only settlements on land that does not belong to them. Of course, they think it does. They basically said, our idea of Middle East peace is, we want a piece of that, we want a piece of this, we want a piece of that over there, and a piece of that over there. And then we shall have peace until we decide we need some more. Now, somebody just sent me that story that we were talking about on the phone about one of these bankers. This is a CEO. He's not connected with J.P. Morgan or Citi, but apparently this was Richard Talley, founder of American Title Services in Centennial, Colorado. His company was under investigation. He supposedly committed suicide. It was reported as a suicide by shooting himself with a nail gun 8 times. And you know what really annoys me is this corporate media outlet actually thinks I am stupid enough to believe it when they say that this guy shot himself 8 times with a nail gun to commit suicide. There is a certain, very unhealthy, I think, disconnect from reality in the editorial suite of the corporate media. Over the last several decades, where there was one-way-only media, they got arrogant. They really started believing that whatever they say, America would believe, because they couldn't hear when Americans are shouting at their TV set, are you out of your minds? And they don't want to listen now that the internet and the blogs and the independent media are out here saying, are you out of your minds? From which we get this continuing arrogance. Oh yes, he shot himself 8 times with a nail gun. And if you don't believe the corporate media when they say that, you're just one of those wacky tinfoil hat conspiracy nutcase kooks. Yeah, and I'm darn good at it, too. All right, article coming out of Council for the National Interest. And it's a very good website. You need to peek in at them. They're basically addressing a question that I have raised on this radio show for many, many times. What is this supposed special relationship between Israel and the United States of America? I know it's very special for Israel. They get whatever they want. Money, weapons, political cover at the United Nations. Whatever Israel wants, Israel gets. Those of you coming from a musical theater background will get the reference on that one. What does the U.S. get for all this? We get demands for more. Okay, you gave us bombers last week. What are you doing for us this week? Why? What is this so-called special relationship? We always hear that phrase. There's a special relationship between Israel and the United States. Okay, would you explain it to me? Since we the people, we the taxpayers are expected to sign the checks and provide the to bleed in these wars. What is this special relationship that somehow commits the United States to unquestioning, unwavering support of Israel, even when Israel stands in defiance of international law and the United Nations? What is this special relationship? Is it blackmail? Is it outright bribery? Is it extortion? Would you please clarify to us this mysterious special relationship with Israel? Because it doesn't make sense to us. Our nation's moral standing in the world has been destroyed by our government's slavish devotion and hopeless entanglement with this foreign power. It's embarrassing us in front of the rest of the world to see our government grovel like that before a foreign power. It certainly never militarily conquered us. So please explain it to us. What is this special relationship? Why are we on the hook to take care of Israel? Israel is supposed to be an independent nation for the safety and security of the Jewish people, a laudable ideal. But every action taken by Israel's government makes the world more dangerous for the Jewish people. And having scarfed something like 50 times the entire cost of the Apollo moon program out of the American taxpayer, plus other taxpayers around the world, Israel hardly qualifies as an independent nation. They're on economic and military life support. And if they can't stand on their own two feet without constant support from the rest of the world, maybe it's time to pull the plug and let them go. But we, the American people, are owed an explanation of this slavish devotion by our political leadership to a foreign power. So, again, getting back to the Council for the National Interest, the basics, re-examining our Israel policies. And they're a little more gentle about it than I am. They're saying the United States has a unique relationship with Israel. And they talk about how much money is given to Israel, both overt and covert, and the political cover at the United Nations. It's a wonderful deal for Israel. Doesn't do anything for the U.S., and yet our government persists in this. Why? Now, we know one reason goes back to the petrodollar deal. The United States needed Israel to be potentially hostile and aggressive toward the Arab oil nations in order to convince the Arab oil nations to come into the petrodollar deal, sell their oil only for U.S. dollars, and rely on the United States to hold Israel in check. And it did work for a while. But ever since 9/11, where Israel just has obviously gone rogue, the Arab oil nations understand the U.S. can't keep their half of the petrodollar deal. And that's why more and more of those Arab oil nations are starting to sell their oil for currencies other than the U.S. dollars. Plus the fact that the U.S. dollars they get for the oil that they're selling isn't worth anything anymore. All they can do is bring those dollars to the U.S. and buy treasury bonds, and they know those treasury bonds aren't worth that much. There's a treasury bond bubble, a monumental, gigantic treasury bond bubble. There are not enough living Americans to ever make good on all those treasury bonds. Again, getting back to Israel and the illegal settlements, Housing and Construction Minister Uri Ariel is criticizing the U.S. Over suggestions there be a building freeze in the illegal settlements. Now, you would think that Israel would think kindly and sympathetically to the U.S. Congress, which is facing a fractious midterm election this coming November, where friend of Israel is probably going to be a serious negative. You'd think Israel might back off and make nice and look like they're calming down at least long enough to get their top supporters in Congress reelected. But so far, doesn't look like it. Meanwhile, there's an overwhelming move in the House of Representatives to have Netanyahu address Congress when he comes to Washington, D.C. to deliver his orders to Obama next month. And they've already got 79 Republicans and 17 Democrats have signed a letter that the Prime Minister of Israel be allowed to address Congress. I have a money-saving idea. Call it the Cash for Clunkers for Congress. Let's just crate Congress up and ship it to Tel Aviv. And then we get a check that we can put toward a smaller, more efficient, certainly more obedient to the U.S. legislative body. And if this Congress wants to listen to Netanyahu, they can do it for the rest of their lives. We'll be right back.
Thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to grab a phone call real quick. Obi in Colorado. Aloha. Obi, welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, I had a brief comment about Israel, and I want to make a point about Kiev. Israel is ready to fight wars all the way up until the last American is gone.
That's right.
And
then they're going to switch to the Canadians.
Oh, okay. They have number two in line already.
Oh, yeah.
Russian TV is doing a rather long story right now about how the people of Kiev are able to afford all this gasoline for Molotov cocktails, how they're all of a sudden coming up with rifles and hand grenades even.
Yes.
And they're tying it in to U.S. diplomatic supposedly pouches but it's truckloads of cash coming in. And they know
That was documented last week. Something like $40 or $50 million has come in to fund this attempt at a coup d'etat.
And, you know, they're showing the truckloads of cash coming in. Of course, they can't look inside the bags with the cash. And, you know, I think it's the same thing's going on here that went on in Benghazi. Benghazi was they were smuggling arms into Syria, and they're smuggling arms into the Ukraine right now.
That's exactly right. They're just trying to kick up the violence to justify some kind of direct military intervention. And it's looking more and more to me like the idea is to kick off something very intense in the Ukraine as a way of impeding Russia's ability to project power into Syria and Iran for those coming invasions.
That's correct. I came to the same assessment. That's all the point I wanted to make, but it's very clear the United States here is becoming the demon to the rest of the world.
Becoming? And,
We're
the Fourth Reich right here on the North American continent.
Well, that's funny you say that. Jim Mars wrote a book called The Fourth Reich, and I agree with you. We're there, and, you know, we're already in a police state, and they know that the things are going to become bankrupt. They're not going to be able to stop it. And that's why they're doing all this, to try to distract everyone. You know, more wars. And I think it's funny, these protesters in Kiev, a lot of them are holding up European Union flags. And that tells me the European Union's also helping with this. They need more people for the Ponzi scheme.
That's exactly right. This is all about the European Union. Everything was just fine. The European Union was talking about the Ukraine coming into the EU, involving financing and tying Ukraine's debt to the ECB. And then all of a sudden, at the last second, the Ukrainian government got a better offer from Russia, and they went with the Russian deal. And that's when all of this stuff started to happen. Because, again, the ultimate goal of the money junkies is to force the entire planet Earth into a global version of the private central bank issuing the public currency model, to permanently entrap all mankind in unpayable debt slavery. A return to feudalism, or serfdom, if you want to call it. That's the plan. And they are dangerously close to accomplishing their goal. And that's why right now, even the least little refusal to go along has to be treated harshly.
Well, I agree with you, and that's the main points I wanted to make, and I'm going to let you go so you can talk to other folks.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. Now, story we're getting out of RIMP.com. Apparently, drone victims have gone to the International Criminal Court, basically charging the NATO allies with complicity in these United States drone strikes, which are acts of war or crimes against humanity if delivered into a country with which we are not actively in a state of conflict. And that's really a major problem the U.S. is dealing with, is they've lost the veneer of legality or morality or even principle with all of these things they're doing, whether it's the NSA spying on law-abiding people all around the world, which is not allowed under U.S. law, certainly not under international law, certainly not under the laws of the countries the U.S. is spying on. The U.S. does not have any kind of a moral justification for doing that. The same thing is true of the drone strikes and the way they are carried out, where they just offer a reward, and they get a name, and they blow up the name. And that's basically the end of it. When you send military hardware into somebody else's country to blow things up and kill people without the permission of that indigenous government, that's an act of war. And all of these people who have been victims of the drone strikes, because remember, for every one accused but not proven terror suspect killed in a drone strike, there are dozens of innocent bystanders who are killed and crippled. And they have a right to go to the ICC and say, the U.S. is doing this to us, and the NATO allies are complicit in these crimes. We're going to have a phone call here. Michael in North Carolina. Aloha, Michael. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, brother. Mike, how you doing?
There you are. Okay, good.
Since when did Hawaii get an H3? I think the last time I was there, there was only an H2.
Well, we have an H1, H2, and H3, and it's kind of weird that we actually are part of the interstate highway system since we are an island. But we do have one.
Okay. Yeah, my comment is about drone strikes. Clearly, just as you just expressed, an act of war. If Iran were to send a drone and bomb Idaho, I mean, it's not the right thing to do. And I had a talk with a friend of mine that was in Vietnam just last evening about, because I noticed your comments yesterday about drone strikes. Here's how it goes for the guy on the ground. You make a drone strike, or if you put jets over a target and bomb them, that's fine. But then if you're on the ground, you got to go back in there. So the relationships that maybe you formed with people that were on the ground are now ruined. Because, you know,
Well, after a drone strike, it's kind of hard to remain entirely cheerful.
You just rained death upon them, and it wasn't your decision. Like, it was not your call. It was somebody else's call. That's why I don't like drone strikes. They're impersonal. And the guy that's controlling the drone and the person that ordered that drone strike, they are not on the ground. They are not there. They have
That's what makes it so wonderful. They're like half a world away sitting in an air-conditioned trailer. Remember that nonsense where they were saying, oh, these guys, they deserve medals for flying in combat. They're not in combat. They're in the middle of the American heartland. They get to drive home to their house with their wife and families the end of the day. They're sitting basically in front of this giant computer game setup, this Nintendo set, and they just shoot the little white blobs. And they can go home and pretend to themselves the little white blobs are just tokens on the screen and they're not real human beings being blown to bits. And that's what makes it so easy for them to go on out and commit these murders by remote control. And now, of course, more and more of the drones are becoming completely autonomous where there isn't even a human operator anymore. It is simply the U.S. government saying, go out, put a hole in this building or this person over there. And it's all very robotic. It's all right out of the Terminator movies. And it is very, very dangerous, especially when you consider the quality of software produced by the United States and its military. These things very easily can go rogue and start blowing up the wrong thing.
I have brothers in arms that are still serving in Afghanistan and still serving in Iraq. And that's the thing that I've got from them, especially in Afghanistan, is they'll call in drone strikes. Like, they'll just tell them to evacuate the village or the town, to just get out. Then they'll call in drone strikes. And the relationship that they've established with those tribal leaders for a year and a half, 2 years, 6 months, is completely blown because they send those drones in, and then that drone operator doesn't have to go back into that village.
No, the people running the drones, they never have to deal with the aftermath of what they're doing. They don't. It's completely clean and disconnected.
All right, Mike.
Okay?
Thanks a lot for your time.
All righty. You got it there. We're coming up on the top of the hour here. Let's see. There it is right now. We got to take a break for news and commercials. We'll be right back.